Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
All right, let's get to it, Rob. The big story, last night's game, and it would happen while we were doing our show. Tua Tagovailoa gets hurt, gets sacked, and suffers a back and head injury, is what they're saying now. Has not been, it hasn't been called a concussion, although Mike McDaniel, the head coach, called it a concussion. But doctors have not. They've just said head and neck injuries. And he seized up, Rob. He, you know, like you see somebody get knocked out, sometimes a boxer, but just you've seen very times people get knocked out from a punch and their body just seizes up. Like their hand, you know, is just like it was when they got hit, right? You know, it doesn't go limp or anything. And that is what happened to Tua. So I am obviously not a doctor. When I saw it and I saw him kind of freeze up like that, my first thought was not paralysis. And thank God that he has not suffered that. But it was, okay, he got knocked out and he'll be okay. You know, whatever. There might be some minor injuries, but he should be okay because I've seen people get knocked out like that. And it seems like that kind of is what it was. But like I said, head and neck injury. But the big story today, Rob, is everybody saying, should he have even been out there? Because Sunday he suffered, you know, he got sacked, hit his head, clearly hit his head on the ground and got up wobbly, went to the locker room. The Dolphins initially, Rob, did say it was a head injury. And then after the doctors checked him out, they said, no, it's a back injury. He, according to the reports and the doctors, he cleared the protocol from the Dolphins doctor, Rob, and also from an independent neurologist who was appointed by the league and the Players Association. He cleared all that protocol So they enabled him to go back out and play Sunday, finish the game. He played fine. And then he, you know, the questions about Thursday were all on the back. And he was able to play, and we saw what happened. So where do you come down, Rob? And I will give you, I don't know if you changed your mind or anything, but I'll give you credit because you did, I don't remember necessarily that you said you didn't think he should be playing yesterday, but you did say before the game you were surprised that he was playing. And to me, a lot of the people who are now killing the NFL and the Dolphins and he shouldn't have been playing, I didn't hear a lot of them saying stuff before he played.
Well, my reaction,
you did come out and say, at least, you know,
I was stunned.
Yeah,
and we had the tape. You got, I remember I said, what? He's playing? Because I was stunned. I really didn't believe, only because of the short week. He didn't even have a week. That happened Sunday. I was surprised that they were getting him out there that quickly. I really was. And I'm not grandstanding because you know it. I said it last night.
I'm giving you credit because, like I said, a lot of people that are yelling and screaming today weren't saying anything.
No, I know. And that's the part that's crazy to me because I really didn't believe. I just thought, my God, like give the guy a little time. I don't know what it is, Chris. And you know what? The doctors, I'm watching. I'm not a doctor. I didn't examine him. But, boy, it just didn't look right to me. Or, like, he should have continued to play on Sunday, and he shouldn't have been on there on Thursday. So if he played Sunday and fine, and then I was like, okay. And the quick week, if it was the following Sunday, I don't think I would have been that shocked if he had some time. And I probably would have thought, okay, you know, he's had a week. If there's any other lingering issues, then we probably would know by now.
Right, right.
So that's why.
Do you blame the Dolphins or the league?
I don't think that they honestly had Tua's best interest at hand. And I know that they had doctors and all that. You know what? Kawhi Leonard didn't like the doctors that they had in San Antonio. And right. People could call him a kook or whatever it was, or he's a hypochondriac or whatever. But he didn't. And people had a problem with him. And another thing, all these NFL people who are now like, oh, the league, you know what? I remember when Jay Cutler was hurt during the game, Chris, in an NFC championship game, and people from their couches torched that dude. Do you remember
yep.
that?
Yep.
They
yep.
killed him.
Yep.
Oh, you know, he don't have no heart. Get out there. How could you not play your teammates? It's the NFC championship game. Dude. You just don't know what people's threshold of pain is. I just think it's wrong.
With you because I hear a lot of ex-players, and they have the right to say what they want, but killing the league.
Right.
And I'm like, dude, like John Harbaugh, who I really like, and I've met him away from the game. I respect him. But he said he's never seen anything like what he saw last night in the last 40 years in the league. Now, maybe he meant, you know, to a season up like that, which I get. But, Rob, and I'm not – it wasn't right. But you know years ago what happened to on Sunday, a guy being wobbly, that was – you got your bell rung. But, you know, you get a little break and then you're back in there. So, I mean, we've seen guys go out
smelling sauce.
There.
You remember that?
Absolutely.
Smelling
like, so here's my take, Rob. And I want to start with this. I'm not defending. I don't view the NFL or the Miami Dolphins as some great moral organizations. Okay? I'm not trying to say they've got, like you said, they didn't have Tua's best interest at heart. I'm not saying they are moral. The Dolphins, we know. I mean, their owner was just suspended for violating the league's tampering laws. And Brian Flores accused the Dolphins of racism.
Exactly.
It was proven
so there's
right
issues
in some of the
there,
things.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm not vouching for them. The league, we've said it time and time again, and we just said it last week or earlier this week, whenever it was. If they had the players' health and safety as their number one priority, they wouldn't have fought for 18 games and taken 17 because you just increased the risk of injury for what? For money.
For money.
Not
that's all it is.
Competitive. Yeah, that's all it was.
Because they can't make the same money on the exhibition games that are on local TV that don't rake in close to the money that they make in by having it a national, you know what I mean, a regular season game. It's leaps and bounds.
It's clearly money. Absolutely. And we talked about it with the AstroTurf. You know, I mean, do you go to grass? Grass is more expensive. It's tough to upkeep. But if it's safer, you would do it. But so I'm not like believing, oh, the league wouldn't do some wrong. But Rob, we, like you said, we are not doctors. And when if it was just the Dolphins trainer who cleared Tua, I might be like, come on. But it was an independent neurologist who was not only from the league, but also the Players Association. And Tua passed a concussion. He went through a protocol every day of the week to make sure he was fine. Mike McDaniel, the head coach, put his integrity on the line, right? What he said last night after the game and what he said this morning or this afternoon, whenever it was, I mean, if it's found out that the Dolphins knew Tua was not right and they still sent him out there, Mike McDaniel's reputation is shot because he was like, I would never put a player out there knowing he's hurt just to win a game. It will never happen under my – like all that.
All right. Well, when you step out there and if there's some report – that the doctor had a concern or you know what I mean, or that there was a question or something and they overlooked it, he will be tarnished. He will be hurt.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. So ultimately, Rob, what I'm saying is this. I don't blame the league or the Dolphins. We even said it with the vaccination. I don't know, but I'm going with the doctors. I'm going with what the doctor said. And for those that say, well, Tua was wobbly, obviously it was a concussion. You remember, Rob, 2 years ago in the playoffs between the Browns and the Chiefs when Mahomes got hurt and didn't even hit his head, but he got up wobbly, right? And they took him out of the game, and he passed all the concussion protocols, but they would not let him go back in just because he wobbled. And you could say that was good, but whatever the case, he passed the league's concussion protocols. My point is, maybe there's a problem with the protocols. I don't know.
But in that case, you know, I love what the Chiefs did was we're not taking a chance. Even though he was, you know what I mean? Like we're not going to take a chance with our quarterback.
I agree, and you can give him that credit. I agree, but I'm just saying I'm not going to, at least from what we know now from the reports and stuff and what I've seen, I don't blame the Dolphins or the league right now because of Mike McDaniel, the GM, Greer, like all they can do is go by what the doctors tell them. None of us are doctors. And so if the doctors, maybe they were wrong, then okay. Or maybe the protocol needs to get more, you know, intense or specific or whatever. Okay. But right now, I'm not going to jump on that bandwagon of just ripping. Because I just think it's a violent sport, unfortunately, and maybe that just happened.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? if you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
There are a lot of, you know, every weekend, obviously, there are big games and great games. But you got the Chiefs and the Buccaneers, obviously, going to be a tremendous game that everybody's looking forward to on Sunday night. But it also, Rob, at 1 o'clock on Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern, it doesn't get any better than Buffalo at Baltimore. Two of the best teams in the league, two teams that could, I don't think either one of us, and I don't think a ton of people would be surprised if either one of those teams won the Super Bowl. You might look at it as a tremendous story for Lamar Jackson. It would be deja vu because Joe Flacco did the same thing in a contract year for himself in Baltimore.
And cashed out.
Absolutely. But as good as Lamar is and is playing, and as good as that program is in Baltimore, I don't think anybody could be like shocked that they win the Super Bowl. So these are two elite teams going at it. And on top of that, two of the absolute best quarterbacks in the NFL. Josh Allen is the favorite to win the MVP. He was my pick. But at this moment, Rob, it's only three games in. But after three games, I think Lamar Jackson would be the MVP. I think he has been the MVP. So that's the kind of matchup we get to see. And I want to ask you this. We could sit here and critique the game, but let's go here. Which quarterback, because both of the guys, beyond, you know, being great, they're both young. Josh Allen is 26 years old and in his fifth season. And Lamar Jackson is also in his fifth season. And he is 25 years old, be 26 in January. So which quarterback would you rather have? I'm sure you'd be happy with either.
Yeah, I would be. Man, that is a tough one. I'm going to say Lamar. And I'm going to say Lamar because I do believe, even though Josh Allen is able to run, he's got a strong arm, and I do think Lamar is on an island by himself. I think he's a different type of player who you build a team around him because of his assets and what he brings to the table. I think he's just a different breed, and we've maybe seen Josh Allen. I don't want to make comparisons, but guys kind of like that, you know, with a strong arm who can also move around a little bit. I don't know if we've really seen Lamar, and I think the proof positive was the unanimous MVP. I think only Tom Brady had one. I mean, it does.
Right.
Like, you have to have something and you remember that was the Brady year, right? With Randy Moss when he had just off.
Yeah, that
he
that
went
was,
off.
Like, that, Rob, that was when I started thinking he might be the GOAT. Because he had won, right? He had three Super Bowls at that point.
But he hadn't had no numbers.
Yeah,
I'm not like that.
He wasn't, no.
And then I was like, and that's why I'm saying, like, a unanimous MVP, when you talk about a league's been around for 103 years and two guys have done it, like, right. I think that puts you on a little bit of a – and that's no disrespect to Josh Allen, who's a fine quarterback. I think I'd take Lamar.
Yeah, look, I agree with you in that Lamar is – a one of a kind, at least so far. I mean, I think you will probably see players more players play like him. Maybe not to his level as far as running, but, you know, you'll start to see more guys like that in the future. But we have not. Even Michael Vick, as great as he was, and Michael Vick really had a really good career, Rob. I don't think you'd say he was great. He had his moments, he had his seasons, but this dude is like perennially right there in the MVP hunt every year.
And when he doesn't play, they lose. Like,
right.
That's
whole team is built around him. Absolutely. And so he is one of a kind. And I said earlier in the week, he may have changed the game. But all that said, I would go with Josh Allen. And here's why. And like you said, that's no slight on Lamar at all. He's fantastic. I'd be happy with him.
See, you don't like black quarterbacks, and you said it was me.
Right. But Josh Allen, look, we know he's the superior passer. That's not even close. He throws for way more yards. He's more accurate. He's just, you know, he's a better passer. I don't think anybody would question that. He's much bigger, which is important, you know, particularly for a guy that runs. He's 6'5", 240. Lamar is like 6'2", about 215, 220, I think, with the weight gain, 220. But, so that, for longevity, I think that matters. Not a guarantee. We saw Cam Newton. But I think, you know, chances are Josh Allen is going to last longer than Lamar Jackson. And I just think as a passer, and Lamar has improved. We talked about that. He has become a good passer, but no one, I don't think, would characterize him as a great one at this point. And to last long, I mean, who knows how long is he going to be able to run like this, where he can just outrun everybody, out, you know, maneuver everybody and all that. But to have the real longevity, I think that the passing quarterbacks have a better chance of doing that, just because as you get older, you're just not as fast. You're not as quick anymore. And so, and then finally, Rob, Lamar is unquestionably the superior runner. I think I heard, I don't know if it was Chris Collinsworth or something on one of their games on TV with Buffalo, said Josh Allen is like, I don't want to say the wrong thing. It said something to the effect of he's like the best running quarterback or something. Something crazy.
It was something like that. Yeah, and people did react like, hello, like
right,
what?
Exactly. Like, come on. He's a very good running quarterback, but Lamar Jackson, something we haven't seen before at that position. But all that said, I think Lamar's a great runner and a good passer, and Josh is a great passer, and for the quarterback position, a great runner. Not as great as Lamar, but Rob, last year, he actually gained, now Lamar was hurt. So Lamar, you know, missed, what, six games. So he only rushed for 767 yards, but in 12 games. But Josh Allen rushed for 763 yards in 17. So he's not the rusher. He doesn't get the yards that Lamar does. But he's for a quarterback, he runs it really well. Those reasons, I would take Josh.
Here's a little bit why. I think that's all fair. But we have seen stretches of Josh Allen, sometimes, Chris, where he looks unstoppable like a video game. But then if you remember last year from week 8 to 13, he'll look putrid. He'll look bad.
He was like a roller coaster last year.
He was during that stretch, 8 through 13 weeks, 2-4, Allen had 11 touchdowns, Chris, 8 interceptions, and 2 fumbles. So he had 11 touchdowns, but 10 turnovers. You know what I mean? Like we've seen that play. He has all those skills. Everything you said is true. I don't know if we seen Lamar have that bad of a stretch. I don't remember it being
Lamar's fumbled a lot. Now he runs, so he has had a lot of fumbles. He had 12 his first year, and only played, you know, started 7 games. He had 9 his MVP year. He had 10 the year after that. So because of the way he runs, you know, he's going to have more fumbles than the average quarterback. But he's had a bunch of fumbles, too. And, you know, in his interceptions, last year, Rob, in 12 games, he had 13 interceptions. So I agree that Josh has been inconsistent. But he had 15 interceptions last year in 17 games. Lamar had 13 in 12 games.
Yeah.
So I don't know if Lamar, I can't remember him being, like Josh, it was almost for a stretch, week to week, he'd be great one week, bad the next. Great one week, bad
the
next.
You remember when they lost that game to the Patriots, remember that?
Right.
And they didn't even throw
the, when the Patriots threw it 3 times?
Right. Like how did they lose that game?
Yeah, no, I agree, he's been up and down. I would say more than Lamar, but Lamar, you know, like we talked about, he wasn't bad the last 2 years by any stretch, but he wasn't kind of that superstar. And this year is almost a bounce back year, at least so far, in being that superstar. But look, you can't go wrong with either. But if I had to pick one to say start my franchise with, I would say Josh Allen. But it'd be interesting what people say. Both teams are kind of built around each other. And Rob, Josh Allen, I want your quick take on this. He was talking about him and Lamar. And he was asked about dual threat quarterbacks. He said, it's crazy to think about. There were a lot of different notions and opinions about both of us coming out of the draft. We're just trying to find ways to help our team win football games. Guys respect Lamar and love how he plays the game of football. He has a lot of fun doing it. I have a lot of fun doing it.
I do have something.
Referring to himself, yeah, it's kind of a dual threat QB. I don't think of him that way, but what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't either. I think of him as a passer who just happens to be able to run, right. And they do have plays for him. But here's you were talking about the roller coaster. Here's a perfect example of the roller coaster. Last year, week 15, 30 for 47, 3 touchdowns, no picks, 314 yards. The next week, 11 for 26, no touchdowns, 3 interceptions, 120 yards.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. Like, he's too good, Chris, to turn in a stinker like that.
And I would be surprised. Everybody will have a bad game.
One bad game, right.
Right.
One,
like, but I would be surprised, shocked, if he did that this year. I don't mean one game, but, you know, if he went
had a big day
and a half or 2 months where he was like that, like a roller coaster, I would be stunned. And the thing, last thing I'd say on Josh's behalf, Rob, and Lamar, you know, has proven that he can win a playoff game. He's done that. But Josh Allen, Rob, has been phenomenal in the playoffs. In 6 games, he's 3-3, but he's got 14 touchdowns, 1 interception.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's
good
stuff.
Last year, you noticed, I mean, they got beat in the second round. But Rob, that was a stretch unlike, I mean, he had 2 games.
It was like Flacco's stretch,
right?
Almost in the postseason.
9 touchdowns, no interceptions, averaged 318 yards a game. It was ridiculous. And so, yeah, I would take Josh. I don't think that's a slight on Lamar. Rob would take Lamar.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Rob G was in he had his panties in a bunch earlier this week. I think it was Monday. Because NFL.com said that Tom Brady was still a top 10 quarterback in the NFL based on this season. Because I would agree, Rob. I think even you might agree. He's still a top 10 quarterback, but he hasn't played like it this year. But I don't know if NFL.com was just bait. They couldn't have been going straight off numbers. They just gave it to him because he's been what he has been, and we haven't seen like him fall off a cliff a la Peyton Manning his last year in Denver. But Rob G, he's facing Patrick Mahomes this week. A lot of people, including myself, thinks that Mahomes could be the heir apparent. Obviously, you got a lot of guys out there, Lamar, Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, Deshaun Watson when he gets back perhaps. But you got a lot of young quarterbacks who are hot, not just Mahomes. But Mahomes has something none of them have, and that's the Super Bowl championship. And he has an MVP, which only Lamar would have joining him. But Mahomes was asked, Rob, could he see himself playing till he's 45? And Rob Parker, I'll say this. I don't think it's going to become commonplace, but I do think that just like we're kind of seeing in basketball, we're going to see players having longer careers now. It's just the medicine, the treatment, the nutrition. You know, guys just because of the science, they're able to take better care of their bodies.
See, I think it's a reverse. I think it's the opposite. I think as the as money continues, the money they're making, they'll have so much money if this continues with that. I think guys will have shorter careers at some point. I really do. I think that
that's a fair point.
That the money is so big, right. like you could play, and then you know if the concussion thing continues, Chris, and you know what I mean.
We've seen guys,
who
already,
just I'm like I'm out. Right, I'm out.
And if you've made $30 million. I know they all don't make that, but you know, if you've made $30 million in your career,
you easily could step out.
Right, right. So that's a fair point. But I do think though, there obviously will be some of both, probably, right?
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be a handful of guys, but not I think most
like
guys
Russell
if they can make a lot of money and get out and be healthy. Cause the thing that's so scary, and I don't have the exact numbers and a lot of NFL guys or some I don't want to say a lot. Guys, you know, they die in their 50s. Like they die in their 50s. And I just don't
you bring up a good point that plays right into what we were going to get into, because Mahomes was asked about playing until he's 45 like Brady, and here's what he said.
Yeah, he said, quote, "Obviously, it's hard to play until you're 45 years old, and I don't want to be out there just hanging on. You see what Tom is, he's still playing at a very high level. I think that's why it's hard for him to kind of give it up. When you're playing at a high level, you don't want to just leave it."
Oh, wait a minute. There's an extra part of that quote that you left out, Rob G.
What's that?
He said, "I don't want to have to take orange juice to continue to play."
Sorry. But see, Rob, that to me, that's the... Now, there will be some guys who... just because of their, you know, they don't want to risk the health, who will retire. There are some guys, as we've said many times before, in all the major sports, who aren't in love with the game.
Right.
They just are great, so they can make money. They're good at it.
Oh,
right.
I know football players, right.
Absolutely. So those guys may do what you're saying. But, and here's the thing too, Rob, the guys you see doing it, what, linebackers, linemen, right? Quarterbacks, I can't recall one that comes to mind that's left the game early because of fear of injuries. And the way, Rob, they protect the quarterbacks, obviously last night we saw what happened with Tua, but, you know, they protect these quarterbacks about as much as you can protect them in a contact sport now, right? And so I think all those things could allow a lot of these guys to play longer. But Mahomes said, Rob, something that I do think will keep guys playing longer too. If they're playing at a high level, it is hard to walk away. Like, and I think that's a struggle Brady's having. Like, it wasn't, I can't imagine it was that hard for Peyton Manning, whether he won the Super Bowl or not, to walk away that after that last year in Denver. Yeah, he missed the game and all that, but he was not good anymore, right?
Yeah, right. He was bad.
Right. And so I do think Mahomes makes a great point, Rob, about Brady. And look, we can argue if you want about, you know, how high of a level he's playing at right now. Obviously, his numbers aren't great. I don't see a ton of decline. You know, you'll vouch that I've been saying this since his last year in New England. He can no longer carry mediocre talent, which he did for a lot of his career. And, you know, when they won it, they had Mike Evans, they had Chris Godwin, they had Antonio Brown. And now Godwin's hurt, Gronk is gone, Julio Jones got hurt after the first game. Mike Evans missed the last game. So the offensive line is depleted. So I think those are reasons more so than Brady, like, you know, not being any good anymore. He's obviously not prime, but I still think he's playing at a pretty high level. But I just think, Rob, that's when it's tough, when you're doing damage, you're playing well. And it's like, man, I know my age says I should retire, but I'm still pretty good.
I think the only way it might, if something were to happen to an older player, you know what I mean? Like, that might scare some people off, you know what I mean? Or if there's some damage.
Like, if Brady were to get hurt,
like, seriously hurt,
God forbid,
or something. We don't want that to happen. But you know what I mean? Where you see it and go, ah, was he smart? Should he have still been out there? You know what I mean? Like that.
Right.
That might scare you off. But yeah, I think Brady will not be the norm. I think that's a violent game, and most people don't play just quarter. You know, they play other positions.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I'm thinking more
quarterbacks only. Right. Yeah. The other guys can't play that long.
No,
they just can't.
Receiver, running back. I mean, yeah, you're gonna lose speed. Even like, you know, linemen. I mean, we've seen some linemen. Whitworth was what, 40, but for the most part, I do think with all the technology thing, athletes are, you know, we've talked about it, that how it's kind of baffling in some respects how guys get hurt more. More so, Rob, this is the interesting thing. They get hurt more in basketball than baseball.
Right.
Right? Football, guys, they get hurt, but I don't see guys getting hurt, Rob, any more than they used to, I don't think.
Because we saw – remember, Judge and Stanton couldn't stay healthy. And they're playing the outfield. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. No, it's bizarre. But I just think that ultimately, I think what Mahomes says is tough, Rob. And you saw, you were in Detroit when Barry Sanders walked away. Calvin Johnson walked away. So guys have done it, Jim Brown, years ago. But I do think, Rob, it's got to be harder when you're still a good player.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is if you're at a high level. But I think most people, because I think that's really another part of the beef with his wife. It is about his health, too. Of course, it's a family thing, Chris. Right. But I do believe she's like, you know, you've played a long time. You've been very fortunate. You haven't been really hurt. You know, why are we doing this? Why are we even giving it a shot of something bad happening? So.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure she's probably worried about his health his entire career. So as you get older, that's just, you know, you're right. That's got to be natural. How do you think he's playing? I mean, I like I said, to me, I don't see like that he doesn't have the arm talent anymore, you know, or the arm strength. I mean, I've said he can't carry guys that aren't that great anymore. But I still think when they get, I mean, Evans will be back Sunday, but when they get Evans and then Godwin back, I don't think you're going to see what you saw last year, because his numbers were terrific last year. But I do think he'll be playing at a high level.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to think, because even before they didn't have those guys, they just have struggled against Dallas. Remember, it was all field goals, and it just seems like there's a disconnect somehow. I don't know why. Tom Brady has, what, three touchdowns in the three games?
Three touchdowns, yeah, and one interception.
Yeah, it hadn't been like that in a long time, those kind of numbers, and settled for a lot of field goals in the red zone, which is weird. So I don't know. I don't know where he is yet. I need more sample size to see if there's any kind of trend.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.